Audio track 10, page 134. Module 6, British History. Lesson 3, Henry VIII and Elizabeth I. King Henry VIII. The Tudor family ruled England from 1485 to 1603. Henry VIII came to the throne in 1509. He was called Defender of the Faith, Fidei Defensor, because he was a devout Catholic. He was an intelligent and cultured person, an athlete, and loved sports, music, and dancing. But his lust and attempts to have a male heir led to 6 marriages and caused problems with the Roman Catholic Church. In fact, when he decided to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, he quarrelled with the Pope, who excommunicated him. In response to this, Henry VIII broke with Rome, closed all the monasteries, took church properties, stopped all payments to Rome, and declared himself the supreme head of the Church of England. He made this official with the Act of Supremacy in 1534, which marked the beginning of a new form of Protestantism, Anglicanism. Henry VIII reinforced his power by giving away or selling cheaply church land to nobles and merchants. He raised money to finance his expensive wars against France and Scotland, and suppressed rebellion in Ireland. He built an amazing navy of 50 well-equipped ships, made England stronger in Europe, united England and Wales in 1536, and made Ireland a kingdom of the crown. He died in 1547. Despite his success, Henry VIII is famous for his 6 wives: Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr. The execution of 2 of his wives, Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard, and his 3 children, Mary, the daughter of Catherine of Aragon, Elizabeth, the daughter of Anne Boleyn, and Edward, the son of Jane Seymour. Queen Elizabeth I, the Golden Age. Elizabeth I came to the throne in 1558 and reigned until 1603. She had a strong personality and received a good education. Her half-sister, Queen Mary I, who ruled from 1553 to 1558, restored Catholicism in England and persecuted Protestants who called her Bloody Mary. Mary also led England into another war with France in order to help Spain. But the result was the loss of Calais. Queen Elizabeth I made peace with France and reintroduced Protestantism to England. She persecuted many Catholics after they plotted to kill her and make Mary Stuart, who was a Catholic, Queen of England. But Mary Stuart was executed in 1587 because she plotted against Queen Elizabeth I too. In 1588, the Catholic King Philip II of Spain sent a large fleet, the Invincible Armada, to invade England. His aim was to remove Queen Elizabeth I, convert the country back to Catholicism, and put an end to the raids led by English pirates on Spanish ships. But the Invincible Armada was defeated by the English Navy. England celebrated an important victory, and the history of England's sea power, trade, and colonization had begun. Queen Elizabeth I encouraged English explorers to search for new lands and create colonies. Her favourite explorers were Sir Walter Raleigh and Sir Francis Drake. The first one led many expeditions to America and introduced tobacco, potatoes, and other exotic foods into England. He named the first English colony in America Virginia, 1584, in honour of the Virgin Queen. Sir Francis Drake was the first Englishman to sail around the world, 1577 to 1580, in his ship, the Golden Hind. He found new sailing routes, discovered new lands, and captured many Spanish ships and tons of gold. A large amount of gold was for the crown. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth I. The Queen also encouraged the development of culture. Theatres were very popular, and William Shakespeare was the greatest star. Elizabeth I's reign was, in short, England's golden age.